AI Under Fire, Whistleblowers, Liability, and the Battle Over Safety. Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 11th, and the AI industry is facing one of its most intense weeks of accountability questions in recent memory. From courtroom battles to regulatory crackdowns, today's briefing reveals an industry wrestling with the consequences of moving fast and breaking things. Our lead story, xAI, is now the target of a major whistleblower lawsuit. Devin Kim, a former engineer who worked on Grok, claims he was fired after repeatedly raising concerns about AI safety. According to the complaint filed Tuesday in California State Court, Kim warned about discrimination risks and the potential for Grok to spread dangerous information about weapons of mass destruction. The lawsuit doesn't directly blame Elon Musk, who allegedly directed xAI to follow the law. Instead, it targets Kim's former supervisor, co-founder Jimmy Bai, who reportedly told Kim that AI will kill us all anyway and pushed to reach superintelligence at any cost. The timing is striking. This comes just days before SpaceX's historic IPO. Kim has since been named president of the Center for AI Safety. Next, Amazon is doubling down on its AI ambitions with a fresh $17.5 billion credit line from banks. This comes right after the company issued bonds to fund infrastructure. The message is clear. Hyperscalers are betting everything on AI compute, and they're willing to take on massive debt to do it. On the funding side, Jetify announced a $24 million Series A led by Norwest. The startup builds what it calls a context graph for enterprises. Think of it as a knowledge map that connects databases, SaaS tools, documents, Slack channels, and even meeting recordings, so AI agents can understand your business without hallucinating or breaking permissions. Snowflake invested as a strategic partner and is integrating Jetify into its Cortex AI platform. The pitch is simple. Generic AI agents are useless without context. Jetify gives them the business intelligence they need to act autonomously and safely. But context and control are exactly where Anthropic is catching heat this week. The company's new Fable model, designed for advanced AI research, has come under fire from cybersecurity researchers who say its guardrails are absurdly restrictive. Fable won't answer basic biology questions. Anthropic told The Verge that the model's safeguards are overly conservative and block most queries tied to biology work to prevent bioweapon misuse. Microsoft has already restricted employee access to Fable over data retention concerns. The debate highlights a core tension. How do you build capable research tools without creating liability or risk? That liability question just became a lot more urgent in Germany. A court there ruled that Google is legally responsible for false information in its AI overviews. The decision treats AI-generated summaries as Google's own words, not neutral links. This is a landmark moment. If it holds up and spreads to other jurisdictions, it fundamentally changes the legal framework for generative search. Google has long argued it's a platform, not a publisher. This ruling says, not anymore. Closer to home, Seattle just enacted an emergency one-year moratorium on new data centers. Among the loudest supporters, Amazon employees. The freeze is driven by concerns about energy consumption, environmental impact, and the strain AI infrastructure is putting on the grid. It's a grassroots rebellion inside one of the biggest beneficiaries of AI growth. In music, Warner Music acquired Surreal AI, a startup for AI attribution, while Deezer launched an AI music detector for other platforms. If streaming services won't police AI content, labels and artists will. So what does all this mean for founders and builders? The industry is entering a new phase. The era of build fast, ask forgiveness later is colliding with real legal, regulatory, and reputational risk. Whistleblower lawsuits, court rulings, employee activism, and strategic restrictions from partners like Microsoft signal that accountability is no longer optional. Here's the opportunity. Build the safety layer. The market is screaming for tools that help companies deploy AI responsibly without killing velocity. Think compliance dashboards, audit trails, explainability APIs, and context engines that keep agents accurate and grounded. Jetify raised $24 million for context. There's room for 10 more companies solving adjacent trust and safety problems, from model observability to permission inheritance to adversarial testing platforms. The companies that help enterprises de-risk AI will be the next generation of critical infrastructure.